Jerry Harrison with us, the chair of the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. And Jerry, I just am curious on where you all are right now. And I'm assuming that you're going to get slammed at the food bank. Are you already at that point, or where are you?
Tracy, it's starting. It's starting now as we speak. For the month of February, we fed 547 families, which averages about 30 families a day. Okay, we're there 5 days a week. Yesterday, we see the numbers going up. Yesterday, we fed 47 families. So the numbers are definitely on the rise, and we have some real concerns that we're not sure where they're going to go. We think that it could reach levels that we've never seen before.
And I think that's a collective concern as well, because we have a lot of the churches that are, I don't want to say closing their doors. It's not that they don't want to help, but services are not being held at some locations, and decisions about that being made elsewhere at other churches. And I'm sure they help in the same effort that you have, but if they're not operational, then would they all come to you?
That's exactly right. The churches were part of our money stream that actually helped us fund what we do. The problem with that is multiple churches throughout the county have what they call poor boxes that are donated to on a weekly basis, which adds to funding for our program. And naturally, with the churches being closed and not knowing when that possibility is going to come back to us, we have lost that source of funding. In addition to funding, our thrift store at the Greater Butler Shopping Mart was responsible for a very large portion of our income. And the problem with that is, of course, today will be the last day. Governor Wolf has issued closures for all non-essential stores, and that shuts down today.
And folks, if you're listening to this today, when we're referencing today, we just want to make sure that we date these things in case you're listening to this audio at a different time. It is the 17th, so March 17th, 2020. So we just want to make sure that you have the correct date whenever you're listening to this. So, Jerry, let me ask you, what are you needing? I would assume that there's food, but I know that we don't assume anything. What do you need alongside of food?
The biggest shot in the arm for us right now would be cash donations. Cash donations allows us to go out and to purchase food and to fill in all of the needs of the people. We buy large volumes of meat, of produce, of poultry. We buy large volumes of that on a monthly basis.
And would you say that the cash is better because then you can buy the meat when you need it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't misunderstand. We will take donations of any food, canned goods and dry products. We will take donations of absolutely anything. But what with the buying power, we can then actually purchase the different food items that we need.
Where do we drop all of this off in case folks know St. Vincent de Paul, that we know the name, but maybe this is the first time we've ever gotten in on this effort along with you? Where do we drop the food, the cash off?
Our warehouse is at 146 North Monroe Street, is the location of the food bank. We're actually trying to reach out electronically and communicate with people. We just set up a Facebook page, and our Facebook address will be at SVDP Butler. It's up and operating now, and we are going to update that on a regular basis to communicate with people to try to let them know how our program's working.
So let's confirm that the food bank will remain open Monday through Friday. What are your hours going to be?
Our normal business hours are from 8 to 11. Every morning, Monday through Friday.
So it'll be 8 until 11. Okay, and so
yes.
Your thrift store, it will be closing down at the Greater Butler Mart.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock today,
okay.
March 17th, that store is closed. And we can no longer accept any donations at that store. Naturally, it's going to be closed.
So, Jerry, let me get into another aspect of this, because St. Vincent de Paul has some great workers, some great volunteers. A lot of your workers are of a demographic that is of concern right now. So how do you go about doing that? Are you looking at college students? Are you looking at schools? What are you looking at to help protect those workers and volunteers, but to keep your effort going?
Tracy, that's a great question, and that's one of our needs. I will tell you that the average age of our food bank employees is over 65 years. These are all retired volunteer people who work tirelessly. They are absolute angels with the work they do. And what we are hoping to try to do is to get some young volunteers, some college students, some high school students. We would like to try to see if we couldn't get some support from a younger age group who aren't at such high risk as our employee or our volunteers are, and see if we can't get some help on dispensing food and assistance in that area.
Would this be a good opportunity for church groups to come and help you out?
Absolutely.
Jerry Harrison, the chair of St. Vincent de Paul. Of course, we're all in a time that is uncertain, but yet St. Vincent de Paul is going to be remaining open Monday through Friday for a couple of hours each morning. Again, the thrift store at the Greater Butler Mart will be closing as of today. Again, we'll date this because information shifts quite a bit through times like these, but it is March 17th. 2020. You'll have up until 5 p.m. For the thrift store, and then it will be closing. We take things day by day and step by step, Jerry, at this point. So anything else that you would like to share with us and final thoughts as we leave each other today?
Yes. As far as donations to the food bank, we're looking for cleaning materials, hand sanitizers, toilet papers, soap, and food. A couple of those items everyone's looking for, so we understand that may not work well. We've updated our dispensing program at the food bank. We now have a walk-up window that people can actually come up, present their card, their orders are filled, and then dispensed through the door. So we actually have a program where no one needs to be inside the food bank per se, hoping that's going to help limit spread of the virus. The other thing is we have St. Vincent de Paul boxes throughout the county. Clothes and slightly used items are put into. We will continue to pick those up as scheduled on a regular basis. We're trying to maintain everything we can, and our goal here is to feed and help every possible person who walks into the food bank who is in need of help.
146 North Monroe Street, of course, is the location for St. Vincent de Paul as we're talking about the food and the donations. If you're looking online, folks, it's SVDP Butler, and that's what you're going to look for online. All right. So, yes. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk real soon.
Thank you.